I need to relax. I need to relax more. I haven't relaxed enough in my life. And I guess relaxation for me is a prelude to action. Relaxion, relaxion, relaxing, actioning. Okay, so the question is really, what kind of music do I use to relax to? And I suppose it's pretty obvious already that I'm not in the habit of relaxing enough. And I don't have a single piece of music that I play over and over again. So I could approach this question in a different way, which is, what piece of music would I relax to if I wanted to relax to music, as opposed to meditating or mindfully eating a cherry or mindfully drinking milk, tea, coffee, or even better, water? And I suppose most people would expect me to have music to relax to, because I'm mad about music. I haven't listened to enough music in my life, and I haven't been to enough live music in my life. And I think I'd be saying that if I was going to music 6 days a week. So I'm going to have to pause this audio, and I'm going to have to think. But I won't pretend. You know, I won't pretend. I know the phrase, music has the power to, I don't know, to calm the savage beast within. I know one of my brothers would play Morricone, no question. Absolutely mad about Morricone, he is. And when the family music CD was put together, where each member of family and extended family were asked to nominate one piece of their favourite music, why on earth did I say that the second act of La Traviata and the drama between the father of the hero, in inverted commas, and the heroine, Violetta, after whom I called my, who has the same name as my daughter's middle name. You know, why did I pick that piece of all? Was it because that relaxed me? Should I play that piece again? Oh dear, this is about the hardest decision. What would I play? What would I play? Okay, I'm not even going to stop the audio. I think I would play Brooks' violin. Brooks' violin concerto, is it? Or sonata? Oh, I'll know it as soon as I hear it. And it doesn't matter who played by. I suppose I could be clever and play it by Heifetz, or play it by Yehudi Menuhin, who my father loved so much, and I've forgotten that he loved Yehudi Menuhin so much. But it doesn't really matter who. Yeah, Brooks' violin concerto. And now I better go off and find a bit of that music. And between now and the time I find that music, I might even change my mind. Okay, I'll pause this now, and I'll be back to you as soon as I can with the latest bit of music to relax to. And look, I'm not even relaxed when I'm going off to find this music. I'm going off in a slightly excited state, and yet I should be lying here with my feet up. Some people relax watching television, but I can't watch television at all, really, when I want to relax. Or else when I watch television and it has some notion of relaxation, I fall asleep. So the other thing is, what music do I fall asleep to? Is there any music to which will send me off to sleep? Oh dear, Brooks' violin concerto, will you actually survive this? Okay, I'll be back in a little few minutes. Okay, Brooke, survive the cut. So here is Brooks' violin concerto, number one, the second movement of it, played by David Oistrakh, my father's favourite, in 1946. Now, admittedly, this is a digital remastered version, but this is perhaps the second greatest violinist ever. please close the door gently on your way out.